So here we are making our way through Lent and getting ready to celebrate the Paschal mystery of Christ in the highest of high holy days, being, of course, Easter. Easter is the highest celebration we have in the church, even over Christmas. It's when we are saved. Jesus defeats all the evil of this world. But he didn't do it before Calvary. And of course, that's what the Triduum is about. And we're getting ready for that. We're getting ready for that mystery. And this is a light shining on our world that some accept and others reject. He says it here. The verdict is, the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. To draw close to Christ and him crucified is to draw close to the burning light of day, because this is the fullness of revelation that ever existed about God on earth. Revelation, that's like pulling a flashlight out in the pitch dark, and it reveals what's in front of you so you can see where you're going. That's what revelation does. It sheds light on things and instructs you about what's going on. And that's what the cross is. The cross of Christ is just that. It's a revelation. And I want to just at least talk in the homily today about two revelations that come to us. And the first one is the beautiful revelation of who God is for us. We heard about it in the second reading. Even while we were yet in our transgressions, God loved us. And he makes it very clear that your resume is not going to get you into heaven. We have nothing to boast about when it comes to our relationship with God, because even in our transgression, he was loving us. So that means we've already failed the test of getting into the kingdom based on all the good deeds of ours. We failed that test. All of us have. And for some, that's a deflation of an ego that might need to be deflated a little bit. That's not such a bad thing. To recognize that truth, but see, here we go again. This is revelation about God, who still loves us even when we were still in our transgressions, and he came to save us. That's the fidelity of God. That's the mercy of God. That's the love of God. And the resume is not going to get you into the kingdom, but your faith will. And faith has great confidence in God's love. That's what our faith is in. He loves you totally and proves it by going to the cross for us. And see, that's the thing. It's your faith that saves you. Jesus says it several times in the healings. Go, your faith has saved you. Now, in the world, we have to earn our way. You have to do that. I mean, in order for me to teach university, I had to get a PhD. I mean, you've got to be qualified to educate students justly at the level of the university. So I had to earn my PhD. That PhD does not, however, get me into the kingdom. We've already failed that test. We failed that test. Living all the Ten Commandments. Anyone here done that yet? You failed the test. All right? So the idea that we do get in the world, yes, we have to earn it. You've got to be credentialed. You've got to become competent in your field in order to put on offer your skill or whatever it is, service you're offering. Yeah. But when it comes to the kingdom, it's the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus, and my confidence and faith in that love that's going to get me in. And that's what does it, our faith in that great love, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for us. That's amazing. Okay, that's the first reveal. And our faith needs to become quickened by what God has given us in Christ Jesus. Now, there's another reveal, however, and that's about us and our world. This is the light of the world, shedding light on our world. And what you find about our world, at least, is Jesus Christ came and put on offer pure, holy, self-sacrificing, authentic love, and he was crucified. All right? There's something wrong with the world that would do that. That's the other reveal. I want to say this especially to you young people here. Sometimes you might feel like, my guess is some of us older ones have already had this experience, sometimes you can feel like you put in your best effort, you have a lot of goodwill, you start offering your best skills and efforts, and everyone starts yawning, and maybe they start undercutting you and undermining you, and you say, gosh, I put up my best foot forward, I did the best I could, I had all this goodwill, I laid it down, I was trying to help everybody, and they're gossiping about me. Is that what I deserve? No. But guess what? It's the world we live in. It is. It's the world we live in. Keep in mind, we have a great reveal going on here on Calvary. Jesus Christ came, put pure, unadulterated, self-sacrificing, generous love we didn't deserve on offer, and he was crucified. There's something wrong with the world that would do that. And especially for you young ones, you might feel like sometimes you want to take all your toys and go home because you put your best foot forward. And sometimes you can feel hurt. Do you deserve that? Is the world fair? Is that fair? No. It's the world we live in, though, because this world in which we live is the same world where that happened. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of people are walking away from the faith because they're upset with God that he didn't just get in there and just, I don't know, what? What should he have done? This is what he did. What should he have done? I mean, I know sometimes I would have liked to have told him what to do, and I couldn't probably even tell you from the pulpit what that is. Because we've all been hurt before, haven't we? That's what happens. And you might have put your best foot forward, all your goodwill, effort, and just laid it down, and still, it wasn't enough. People make you feel like it's not worth much, and there's no one applauding. Well, welcome to a fallen world. What does Jesus help then? What does he accomplish for us? He accomplishes the victory of love. That's what he does. Because let's be honest, we could all become quite bitter in a world that would do that. Sure we could. It's a possibility. There's no guarantee it won't happen still. And maybe we've even known some people that they do become bitter because of the hardships of life. And it's a possibility because they might have even started out very idealistic and full of goodwill, and now today they've maybe gone a little sour because they felt hurt. And the world isn't fair. Life isn't fair. And it's true. In a world where that happens, Yeah, that's a reveal. But what also happened in our world is the resurrection. That, brothers and sisters, is the victory of love. And here comes the rub. I hate to tell you this, but it's the truth, and I won't withhold the truth from you. The resurrection is available only through faith. Sorry to tell you that. Wouldn't it be all nice if we could chart what God is doing for us because we see it with our eyes, like I see this book and stuff? No, it's the resurrection is the victory of love. We believe God has accomplished it in raising Jesus from the dead. And that victory is available to every single one of you in this chapel, but only through faith. That's the power of God at work in our world. He's attempting to help us forgive, for example, instead of allowing our spirit to become resentful. No, we want to maintain goodwill instead of going sour and getting bitter. That's the work of God. He helps us in this spiritual health, not to grow resentful, but actually continue to put goodwill on offer, like he did to people who did that to him. Wow. I'd say it would take the power of God to maintain that, because most of us, I think we've all felt it at one time or another, what we want to do is throttle someone or some group, or, and he never did that, even though he could have. The victory of love. All of us, I don't care if you're a Catholic, atheist, agnostic, Protestant, Muslim, Jewish, it doesn't matter. When you crack open the womb, the possibility in this world is that you're going to suffer. In fact, I can guarantee you right now, you're going to suffer. Without faith, take the body of Christ off this cross, and that's all you have, is the cross. That's all you have, is your suffering. That's it. That's it. It's just awful, bad, miserable. Dog eat dog. You do it to me, I do it to you, and then we just, there we go, mudslinging back and forth, back and forth. Without faith, all you have is the cross. Through faith, we meet the Son of the living God in our suffering, because he's on the cross. Faith makes that available, nothing else. And that's the challenge of the Catholic faith. We're all going to suffer. We're all going to meet the cross. Yes, we will. It's inevitable. If you haven't already, consider yourself fortunate. You must be about 2 years old. That would, well, I think even, don't they call it the terrible twos? They're probably suffering too in their own way. 2 years old, they're already miserable. Well, look, without faith, there's no one on the cross. And all you have is this bare, black, awful, miserable experience. Through faith, we meet the Son of the living God leading the way in the victory of love. And it makes all the difference in the world. I invite you to that faith today. If you feel like you're struggling in it, welcome to the journey. It's not easy. But I'll tell you this much, there's nothing he won't do for you. But if you don't see it in faith, it's not there. And you have just that dark, black, suffering cross to stare you down in your defeat. Let's come to faith today, brothers and sisters, because guess what? He's coming to feed us from this altar for What, to go out and start beating heads? Don't know. For the victory of love, come, Lord Jesus.